You're listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today, and most people don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. The key to this is simple: love. Join me, Dr. Lisa Collins, for the next hour as I unpack and identify the need for a peaceful, love-filled existence by engaging the challenging and hard topics of life. On this show, you will lean into the healing practices that enlarge your spiritual reality through the act of love. This kind of love begins with yourself and your neighbor and transcends age, race, sex, generation, class, and sexual identity. The world changes when we root ourselves in love. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to bring more love into your everyday life. Each second and fourth Wednesday, 1 Pacific, 12 Mountain, and 4 Eastern, we will have tools for living every day in peace. Being positive can be a challenge when many avenues of sadness are in our world. Each of us carries a source of light within. How do we connect with our own light? Well, today we have a very special guest. Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton will empower each of us to be all we can by finding and keeping our light bright. My guest, Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton, is devoted to optimal health, self-empowerment, and spiritual growth in the areas of holistic and integrative health and healing, and so much more. Reverend Adara has been seen on the Shift Network, Breathing the Light Within and Accessing Your Power, and in Full Spectrum You, Assessing Your Light. Welcome, Reverend Adara L. Walton, to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. Hello.
Well, hello, and I am in gratitude for finally making it to your show. And I'm going to thank you and thank all the guests, all the wonderful light energies that drew me to this and for this wonderful opportunity to share.
Oh, I'm so grateful to have you here, joyful to have you here. Your credentials are so many. Could you please give the listeners a little more information about yourself and how you came onto the path that you're on now?
Well, though, that's a nice long journey like most have had. However, as a little girl, I was really drawn to, energies and things, and I became fascinated. I didn't know I was going to say this, but I have to share this. So some of us, I know I'll date myself, but how I came to this, I remember as a little girl having a spinning top, and how I came into really the what I call the learning about energy and energy kinesiology, and really being one of the early, I won't say pioneers of this, but at least of African Americans, because when I first started this work, nobody wanted me to be dealing with, what are you talking about these energies and this vibration? What are you doing talking about this light? But when I was a little girl, I used to get a top, and I remember this at 6 and 7 years old, and they're these spinning tops, and you would push down on this metal piece and push and push and push, and it would spin and spin, and it would spin fast enough that all you'd be able to see, you know, and like with centrifugal force, you could see nothing but the energy around it. And when the top slowed down and came back into gravity, then you could actually see the material form. But I would push that thing and push up so hard, it would spin so fast, and that's what you'd see. You'd see the light. You could feel the emanation from it. And it would just used to fascinate me to the point. I remember my mother's like, this spinning top, we got to throw this out. You know, but that was my very first fascination with energy and what I call those unseen vibrations and frequencies that I later grew to study. Now, I had the what I call the normal college education. My parents were able to afford with me working, like a lot of people, you know, during the summers and things to go to school. And I did have to teach college English. That's how I got through grad school and graduated cum laude. But I still had this hankering, and I always wanted to deal with things around health and healing. So I started my health and healing career, I had a foot, as I say, in both worlds. One was in the material plane world, doing what most normal people would do, you know, work, get a job and all that. But I had this pull toward these energies. And so I started taking classes very early. And I was actually going to school at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, taking classes, getting home 11:30 midnight, get up. I had this insatiable thirst to learn about energy. So it subsequently led me into actually studying what is now called energy kinesiology. Back in the day, the early 70s and things, it was called specialized kinesiology, and into all my healing modalities, you know, the Reiki, the Quantum Touch, Marielle, Christopher Method, all of that. What's called a Manahuna. I have 12 certificates, you know, and that anything that had to do with health and healing and the world of spirit. Now that's, we'll get into that a little later, but that's the one I've tried to run from. I was successful for about 27, 28 years. And I finally understood, you live in a linear world, you live on linear time. And at some point, you're going to come to us, you know, for healing work and really learning about the spirit and energies. And that's really where I got my introduction to light, being light, seeing light, feeling light, because I still can, you know, see a lot of energies. I can sense those. I'm extremely almost overboard with what you say, kinesthetic. But that's how I came to it. So I ended up pursuing actually degrees. And I went back to school. For all you youngins, I'm just going to say this. I'm a lifelong learner. So my students know you don't get to tell me no, you can't do. No, that's your will. Get your will in alignment with the highest will. You can do anything. Take those limitations off yourself. So I finished in 71 and 72 with the normal, you know, master's degrees. I went back to school 30 years later at 55 and got my first doctor of naturopathy, because I always had this passion for healing and people's health, but it was really healing. And then 4 years later, I got my second doctorate, which was a PhD in natural health, and had original research. So I got published in the Energy Psychology magazine, completed the research because my school asked me, and I actually won some money, which I gave back so another student could use it, and put the doctor who assisted me, Dr. Dorsine Colley, she still has a nice practice. She's a pain rehabilitative doctor in Maryland. But I actually took her patients, because I'm an ND, I don't have patients, I have clients. And I actually, the research that was original that got published was back in 2009, and it helped me get my second doctorate in 2010. But I never stopped learning about energy, and I traveled the world learning from different cultures, different peoples, you know, different tribes in Africa. I even went to Brazil, and so I studied with other what I call healers, healing cultures, to get any and everything I could. But I still kept practicing what I call man-made modalities. I don't anymore. I still do them, and I still offer them. But as I say, to God be the glory. That's one expression. I use the word source. I don't care what you use. I will not allow it to separate you from what it is you need, the health, the healing that you're really, really searching for. It can be found. It's just that we put ourselves in limitation, and we do not recognize ourselves as the spiritual beings are, with that foundation of light. No exceptions. Everyone was born in that light, born with that grace, born with that mercy. But free will and choice allows you to turn to the darkness, turn to the shadow side, you know, and do those things. But you learned, this is a world of duality. And so you learn to take the shadow, the dark, with the light and the bright. As I tell people, if you want to know about light, walk in a room. If it's dark, you look for that switch and you turn it on. Well, you're the internal switch, because you were graced and created in that light.
All right. Now you know who is with us today. Listeners, we are in for a treat. It is time for break already. Can you believe that? That is an introduction to what we're about to talk about. How do I turn on my light? How do you turn on your light? And with something during these times we really do need. So as you stick with us, we are going to go on to a short break. You're listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa. with me, Dr. Lisa, and Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton, devoted to optimal health, self-empowerment, and spiritual growth in the area of holistic and integrative health and healing. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
We're back on Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. My guest, Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton, devoted to optimal health, self-empowerment, spiritual growth in the area of holistic and integrative health and healing. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Reverend Adara.
Okay. What they would do is you can use one of two ways. My website is just like my email, www.spiritismylife, L-I-F as in Frank, E.com, spiritismylife.com, or they can use my business phone, area code 505-221-6863. If you email me, it's still Rev Adara at spiritismylife.com.
All right. Thank you very much. And so can you lead us into this conversation about light?
Yes. What I would like to do again, because I am very, what I call, I try to be very balanced with my left and right hemispheres. And so even though I am with all the degrees, very academic, very analytical, spirit is my life. And so that's the right brain and that's the heart. So that's my Trinity, head, heart, spirit. Okay. So I'm going to read something, and even though this may appear like it's from Christian scriptures, I will use any and everything that resonates as truth with me. This is going to happen because it's a good segue into light and the use of light and why Even on a physical level, you need to use better light, your children, your families. And then I'm going to equate that to how that can make you feel emotionally. And then we move to the spiritual, why it needs to. But I need to read this first. And this is from a book by Sarah Young. And it's, and I mean, this is not coincidental. This is what I call synchronistic and being led by my guides. This is for December 22nd. And it opens with, I am the light of the world. It says, my light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. No matter how much evil and unbelief you see in this dark world, I continue to shine brightly, a beacon of hope to those who have eyes that really see. So it's crucial to look toward the light as much as possible. And I'm going to use one other one. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so I'm going to do that, because at this point, who are we talking about? The I am. The I am is you, but that who we're talking about there happens to be what I call, who I call rather, Yeshua. You know him, most people, as Jesus, and some people call him the Logos, aka Sananda. However, what he's referring to is when you follow, you were created in that grace. You were created in that light. So how do you feed that light? And you know, when you look at that and you follow a path of light, and if you notice, if you are light, if you even feel when you're joyous, when you're happy, you are actually in your light, but you were created in that grace. So you say, well, how is that? What is it? And so first of all, I'm going to give you my acronym, and I've done a whole talk on this. My acronym for light is based on L, love, I, inspiration, G, gratitude, H, being harmonious or in harmony, and the last one, T, being thankful. So with all that, that's my acronym for light. And when you live in love, when you live a life of inspiration, when you are grateful and show that gratitude, you really do start living a life of harmony, and you can give this to everyone. You can share it. And I am thankful for the light. And what happens is your light so shines, you will attract others and you can have them lift their light. Now, how do you do that? And this is where I want to talk about why it's very important for families and children to use the correct kind of light. Now, the cheapest light that we have around, and I don't need to read right now, the cheapest is what we call, not even the LED. We grew up in those times of fluorescent light bulbs, and those were the most unhealthiest bulbs you could work under. Basically, what is full spectrum light? It's actually light. And as you know, we need water, we need light. And our bodies now are going to a different kind of configuration. We really are having to feed our bodies with what I call light, not just nutrients. You feed the physical body with nutrients, the food, the supplements. However, you have to learn to feed that spiritual body. And what it is with light. And I'm going to show you a couple ways to do it. And one of them is really, really inexpensive. And you can feed your spiritual light and lift it up. But the full spectrum light, first of all, incandescent light, folks, only has a fair range of what we call the color spectrum, but it's deficient in what we call the blue end of the spectrum, and it contains almost no ultraviolet light. The sun, and you're not going to get anything better than the sun, we can approximate it, but that full spectrum light, and even the cool white light, full spectrum light is the only one, and it's the ones you can go to the stores. You know how you feed your plants? You put those plants get better light than what we even work under or even have our children time to study under. But full spectrum light yields the closest that you have to the sunlight, okay? And it does match those rays. So you can go to the store, you can buy a full spectrum bulb. They even sell them now for, overhead lights for your kitchen, the tubes. You can buy separate bulbs. Try not to just buy the LED, because that's really not helping you. The cool white and these, they're deficient in the red and the blue, violet, and that's where the sun's emission is the strongest. And so we actually need that. But full spectrum light is state of the art, and it is what we actually need. And it is based on the work of, his name was Dr. John Ott, O-T-T. but it showed that children who study under full spectrum light, not the cool white, the cool white and the incandescent, this is where children have eruptive behaviors. You know, we have had the label ADD, HD, ODD, all these labels that I really don't like. Well, if you reverse it and use full spectrum light, they have done studies and students overcome learning disabilities. They are far less aggressive. Even human cholesterol levels drop. So there is a real impact on your physical health when you use full spectrum light or full spectrum light bulbs. You say, where can you buy them? And I'm going to do this real fast before the next break. But you usually Lowe's, your good hardware stores, Lowe's, Ace, Home Depot. And if you can't find them, you can actually go on the internet. There are companies that sell bulbs, tools, outside, all of them, and they are full spectrum light. But to have those kind of studies that show there's academic improvement, progress in test scores, because children study, and I have families now, I tell them, buy a light bulb and have your children study on, take that other bulb out. Don't buy the $4, you know, I used to do the 50 cents. When I started learning about this, no, because what you want to do, animals, plants, and children actually are more hyperactive and more irritable, and you can't cultivate them under that kind of light. And that's what our whole has been in under.
So Reverend Adara, what you're telling us or what you're sharing with us today is that it depends on what kind of light we use that can actually help our body.
Yes, it can. More than help, actually heal and work on, because you are a vibratory being. You are not just, come on, folks, we have to look at this. Your skin, this is where I go into my other, you know, the doctor part of me, the ND. Okay, your skin is your largest organ, but mine is your skin and the 12, some people say 13 systems that you have that most people can't name, you know, the musculoskeletal, the cardiovascular. All of that is physical. All of that is structural. What are you feeding when you actually use a vibration, which is a full spectrum light that's approximating all of the sun, based on the sun, okay, and that's across cultures, the capital S-O-N, the logos, the Christ. You have a Christ consciousness within you. So it takes, you try the spirit by the spirit. You feed light with good light. So even your animals will do better, even if they sleep under full spectrum light. So there is a definite, proven, evidential impact on using full spectrum light on physical people.
Okay, so that's one. So after that, then what?
Okay, then what you want to do? Now, you say, how do you feed that spiritual body? How do you fill the light within? Now, I'm going to show you something, and you tell me where we are on the break, because I have to have people get this totally, so you keep me on time.
Well, it's not time for the break yet.
Okay.
Well, it's good. Almost time for the break.
Okay.
But why don't you just talk a little bit about what we're about to talk about when we come back.
What you're going to see, I was like most of you. I would get everything externally. My guides, the light within me, triggered me and said, start using your own body. Start using your own self to show people. Now, I'm not anybody famous. You know, I'm not on a whole lot of things. But what I do is now I use my book, because I'm an author of a book, Everybody's Truth, Muscle Testing for the Masses. So I can actually check and test your light level, your spiritual light level. Well, how do I do that? And I use this little pin light to feed my body light. I don't have to, but most people physically don't believe this until they see it. So I'm going to show you what I do with this, and then I'm going to show you what, in fact, it produces. And it is my body that I'm going to show you. My body, you're going to see white light coming out of the spiritual center called the crown, out of my body. And I'm just like you. So if I can pump up the light, if I can be in this light, so can you, so can your children, because you were graced and created it in the first place.
Hold on. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, please, you don't want to miss this, because I don't want to miss this. Hold that thought. You're listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa. We're going to take a short break.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Love and Light with Doctor, with me, Dr. Lisa, and I have Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton. Woo, the fire is here, talking about finding our full spectrum light from within. Reverend Adara, please tell us, how can we contact you?
You can reach me through my website, www.spiritismylife.com. That's all lowercase. You can email me at Rev Adara, at spiritismylife.com, or my business phone, and I'm going to make you go to the website. You can get my phone number from the website. So three ways.
Okay. So as well as you have a book, can you please mention your book?
Yes, this is my book, and this is on, just make sure everyone can see it. Everybody's truth. It's separated. Everybody has truth and light in their body. And I actually have a chapter devoted to this. Everybody's truth, muscle testing for the masses, back in the day when I initially wrote it. But chapter 10 is on spiritual path balance and how you find your light and how you actually can raise your light. And it's very hands-on, very simple. And you will absolutely know that you have light, whether you can see it or, you know, feel it, doesn't matter. It is there. You cannot always see spirit. Now, I can now at this stage, okay? But I had to cultivate things. But I had to learn I was made in light, of the light. I am graced by the light. And my light lifts up other people's light. And as we say, each one teach one. But my book actually does that. And you can also feed what is called your ajna. Some of you call it the sixth chakra. Right here. It is not, folks. I'm just going to tell you, I measured on everyone because you're uniquely you. So it is in a different place on everyone. And with my energy method, and because I've got well over 2,000 some hours in energy kinesiology, so I look at you as an energy being. I look at you as a light being. Every session, bar none, I'm always measuring someone's spiritual light or lack thereof. I measure your inner, your outer hearing, your inner and outer sight, but I measure your spiritual light. It says, you know, there's so many, come ye out of the darkness into the light. You know, and I'll give you some other light quotes later, but the light right here, that inner self, that sixth chakra, also known as the glabella, also known as the third eye, you can feed it. This is a little pin light. You can get this from just about anywhere. See this light? Okay, and you can see it. Now, what you do is you learn to feed until you learn to lift your own light, until you come out of being a skeptic, you move into belief. After belief, you move into knowingness. So I know that I know that I know that I was made in the light. I'm graced in the light. And I do children. I don't care if they're 2 years old or 1 year old. And when they get scared, I'm just going to give an example with the boogeyman or something dark. What you do is you teach them about the light. You can have a child envision the sunlight and tell them, put the sun right here, right in the area of the center of the heart, folks. Chest area, heart. The heart has a brain. There's an organization called HeartMath. They also know about the brain and the connection to the heart and to this brain. But the light right here. So you have a child envision the sunlight and see the rays going down inside and up. And when they do, they will actually energy test strong when, in fact, you can then have them talk about the boogeyman and this and that. You raise their light, they will inherently physically check or test strong. How do you
I love that.
Here, right at the third eye, that point between the eyebrows, but it is higher up. It's different on different people. I measure it. You feed it. This is all I'm doing, on and off for 20 to 30 seconds. You will feed your light body. And because you were graced and you're made in divinity and you are a divine being, and as I said, you try the spirit by the spirit, but you can feed physical light. You feed the light body with the light. So you shine it from 20 to 30 seconds. And anybody that's weak, anybody that was in the shadow side, anybody that was upset, whatever, besides hydrating them, having them drink water, because you're over 70% water in your brain, you know, sits in that cavity. It sits in over 85%. But short of that, the water, you need light. And I'm telling you, we are going to light. So it's no, it's not puzzling to me why all this talk about light and why it's come up. It's really not new. It's been here, but we have to catch up to some of the truths and the things that are there. So you feed your body with the light until, and this is, like I said, this is $9, $10 or less. You can get a little flashlight. It just has to be, I start with white light. That's what I start with, not the different colors. You want to start, not the chakra colors, start with white light or clear light and shine it 20 to 30 seconds, feed the body light. You will watch people and children, I'm telling you, behaviors change. You start putting the full spectrum light in your house and watch things change. And I'm saying 30, 60, maybe 90 days, but you stay that way. Now, why do I want to say that? Because white light, and I'm going to show you, this was at a major conference, an energy kinesiology conference. They asked for volunteers. I volunteered. Because I know, not believe, folks, and I wasn't skeptical. I know how to project light, feed light, and project it out. So they got a special camera. Some of you may know them as a Curlian photography, which means it takes pictures of the chakras and the energies. There's also Korotnov. He was a Russian, called a PKP camera. This is what happened. I volunteered. I was in nothing but a big conference room. At a major conference with everybody watching, PKP, so this isn't any special lighting or anything. It was their camera. And I faced a blank wall because I volunteered. And they said, we want to take pictures of your chakras, Reverend Adara. And we also would like to show people what white light is. And I was presenting a paper and doing a physical demonstration on white light. So I got up there to show people. So if I'm going to teach on something, I'm going to show you it's real in you. This is when it first started. You won't see very much, but this is a picture.
Can you pull it down a little bit? I can't see it. Maybe to the side. Okay. Up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Now, so people who are listening, Reverend Adara is showing a picture. Well, we will put it up on the website, but it is a picture.
This is the beginning. At the very top, I was thinking, folks, thinking. So I'll use my left brain to go in my spiritual body and the right. I was thinking about pushing out light. This is what happened seconds later.
what she has shown us is a picture of some light coming and then an explosion. Of light.
Coming out of the top of my head.
Unbelievable.
Crown chakra. And notice, I am fully dressed. There was no special. This is at the beginning. They said, think about it. And my thought started it. And then I said, I'm going to pump it out. That is not another.
It is a huge circle of white light like the sun. We will put it up on the websites. You can go back and take a look at it. Wow. And
I'm going to show you one other thing. Now, I showed you the pen light for a reason. That same conference, they wanted to take a picture of some of my chakras. And they said, since you're dealing with light, let's do that what we call the ajna, the third eye, which is let thine eye. That is what the Christ Yeshua meant, Jesus, when he said, let thine eye be single. Because if your eye is single and full of light, it said your whole body shall be full of light. Well, this is what my third eye looked like, feeding it light.
And she's showing another picture with a, I just don't know how to describe it. It's huge.
And this was nine years ago, folks. Both pictures 9 years ago.
What would you describe that as, Dr. Reverend Adara?
Beg your pardon?
How would you describe what I'm looking at?
You're looking at, okay, that's my face. And again, what they were centered on was taking this picture right here. And they were trying to take, I had never seen what my third eye looked like. So they had a special camera and that's what it was doing. Now mine happens to be bell shaped. That was 9 years ago. And that's feeding it light, having high thoughts, being more positive. Now, I don't want any of you all to think, because again, like I said, I'm not famous. I have asked my God, source, creator, the I am, Obatala, whatever name you want, to put me in the lane so people can hear me, people can listen to me, and I'm like everyone else. I said, don't make me famous and put me on TV and all the rest of that, because I have to play other kinds of what I call games and meet a whole lot of 3D stuff that happens. No. Let me be able to get on shows like this where I can teach, where people can hear me, they can see me, and they can see a real live physical person who believes and takes spiritual practices, spiritual kinds of energies, and makes them known and seen. So I don't use anybody's body. I don't use just drawings and diagrams. I use me. Why? I was created to grace this planet. So were you, and purposing myself in this way. And to God be the glory, to source, because I am going to teach what I know about light. The light of the body, I said, is the eye. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Okay. And it said, he who follows me, okay, will not be in that darkness. So you allow that light and you become that same light yourself. And moving into the light helps you get into what I call the higher frequencies. Joy is a higher frequency than happiness. Okay. And when you're trying to get to what we call enlightenment, how are you going to do that? You have to put the light, and that's what it is. It's enlightenment. And you can spell it with an I in. I don't care how you spell it, but you need to know how to get it in there, how you feed it with the word. They say the power of life and death is in the tongue. Well, how do you speak light into your body? And how do you feel light? Well, that's what you do. You speak things that are uplifting. You speak things that, you know, are life enhancing. So we have all of what we really need to take us into this next level of consciousness. And so I tell people right now, we're playing a kind of a double game. You have to drink right. You have to eat certain things. Well, talk to your food. And I tell people, if you don't bless it, please do, because speaking over your food enhances and raises the light that's in the food. When you wear light colored clothes, okay, not just heavy clothes. I have this. You can wear anything when you know what your light is and when you're high. If not, wear pastels. All pastels, all light colored clothing have white light in them. When you wear the dense things, you have to work harder at being a light and pulling your light up.
Okay, we're gonna stop right there because it is time. We have, thank you so much. You have taught us so much in this short time. You've given us tools that we could do in our home. You've given us something that we could do in our own body. You have shown us examples by your own life, and you have given us other resources. When we come back, we will talk about the all of the resources, and how do I start using this light in my life, in my house? If you're listening, please hang on. We're going to be right back with Love and Light with Dr. Lisa.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
We're back on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, and I have Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton here, lighting us up with some light within. We're talking about how to utilize the gifts we have within ourselves. And you can find Reverend Dr. Adara L. Walton has a book. She's going to hold it up. Everybody's Truth, Muscle Testing for the Masses. She also has a promotion with this show of a free consultation. Please go on the website and look, and you can find her at spiritismylife.com. Thank you so much. You have given us so much information and so many tools for living, especially right now where people really are not loving each other or loving themselves. So I really appreciate you coming and talking to us about this. How do we continue? What do we do next?
Okay. What I would like to do, and this really, I won't say that this is a challenge to people. I'm going to say it's an opportunity, because challenges always, you know, bring in some doubt or some kind of heaviness. No, but this is an opportunity to practice what I call, and my students and colleagues and friends know, rubber meets the road with me. Okay. Do I know everything? No. But what I do know, I'm going to share, and I know a lot about light and practicing about light. So one of the things is, yeah, besides getting the bulbs and everything and light in your home, at this time, just like tonight, I am going to be in collaboration with someone offering a free healing service. And it's this evening with breath and light. And so what we're going to do is we're actually going to be practicing this. But why are we doing it? Because at this time, of the year, and we do have an acronym. There's something called SAD, Seasonal Affectation Disorder, SAD. But people are sad emotionally. They're depressed, they're angry, they're hurt, they're upset. A lot of healing. And if you look at the life of many masters on this earth, they imparted healing through what their hands, but you have light that literally emanates from your hands. There's a book called Hands of Light. That's one resource. Go and get it. Now, that may be a challenge for some people to read, but Hands of Light, it will show you your physical bodies. It goes through them, but it gives exercises on how to cultivate light. Mine is a little bit simpler in chapter 10. What is a spiritual light balance, a path balance? That tells you how to do it. It talks about, again, the pen light. But when you get good folks and you trust and believe in yourself, you can hold your own hand because you have minor chakras here. Hold it right up. You will feel heat, a lot of you, heat emanating from your hands. You don't even have to touch your third eye. Put your hand right here and simply tell your light and use your word for what is the most high consciousness in you. I don't care if it's God, Jesus, whatever the word is, Oshun, whatever. Ooh. The I am, you know, the universe, God, goddess, put it up here and say, in the name of blank, I am raising my light. Wait 20 to 30 seconds. Feed yourself light. And when the sun isn't out, you don't handicap yourself. You're still graced in it. Feed yourself the light. Use your own hands. This is what you were born with. The hands attached to your body. Use them for the light that you want to feed yourself. Now, the other thing you can do, and again, because this is time of the year, this is when you put lights on your tree. Okay. This is just straight up, folks. Lighten up this time of year. Lighten up. Find your happiness. Be in your joy. Be positive. Now, when you do this, that is another way, without holding your hand, to actually feed yourself light. You have to be light. You have to walk that path. But lighten up. Have more joy. Have more fun. And speak that into other people's lives. Help them lighten up. Help them have more fun, more happiness. I tell people, you don't dispel the darkness. I don't attack my darkness. We live on a you know, planet of duality, you know, up, down, left, right, black, white, whatever. It's still duality. You don't kick the dark out. You turn your light on to dispel the darkness. So how do you help someone else with your love, with your compassion? Lift them up out of their darkness. Lift them up into the light. Because you're using light words, light language to help them and feed food. Now, do I eat heavier foods? Yes, I don't always eat light foods during this time, but I eat foods that make me feel good. Okay, so you do eat those, what I call light-filled desserts, okay? And the sugar, this is one time I allow myself to sugar. Why? I told you people are sad, upset, angry. Sugar, and that's why we have so much diabetes. People have lost the sweetness in their life. Okay. So don't get off on that tangent, because I can go off on that one too.
That's another show.
That sweetness. And so that sweetness comes in those words of light. Mm. And you speak life into someone when you use the words of light. And it says, you know, we were once darkness, but now we are of the light. So we walk as children of light. And so there's so many references, you know, in John, and not just the Bible, other about being light, being of the light, wearing light, feeling light, and lighten up so that you can reach what those masters were. And that's a path I'm on that everyone can be on. You reach a path of what? Enlightenment. And there is something called a map of consciousness that Dr. David Hawkins wrote years ago. He is now in what I call the realm of light, in the other world of light. But those names vibrate. You are a frequency, folks. You are energy. You are spirit. I don't take that trite, you know, your spirit walking in, you know, the human body with the cloak. There's a, you know, that saying about, yes, your spirit walking in, you know, this physical body with this physical light. But in my work, I show it to you. I prove it to you. I will energy check so you see it, feel it, taste it, hear it. We use those five senses. I go beyond those five senses in my work to show you that you were created. You are not just flesh and blood covered with that, I'm saying, you know, skin, that being the largest organ. You are walking in the light, and you need to do light activities. That's helping others. That is what we are wired for, light, folks. It's just that no one ever showed you or taught you. We are walking in a consciousness now that says, this is what we have to do one for another. We're leaving third, what I call 3D paradigm, going into some people are fourth or fifth. But let me tell you, again, you are physically feeding yourself drink and food, nutrients. But I'm telling you, we are not going to be able to feed off light. They have what they're called breatharians. And, you know, they feed off breath. Why? Breath and air. Air, breath is your connection to source, your God, whatever you call it. But you need light. And light and sound are twin aspects of healing. So what do you do with the light? You start feeding yourself light. So you lighten up with the words. You speak life into yourself. And so that's what you're going to do. Be your own lamp unto yourself. Lighten up. Be a lamp to other people. Show people how to walk. And I know the last thing I can say is in my former church, because I moved from Maryland, we had Yeshua. Jesus is the light of the world. But he was a way shower. He simply came in that human form to show you you can walk the same path as him. And so you can pull your light up. You can resurrect yourself and you can ascend yourself by feeding yourself light and helping others do that so that you enlighten yourself right now. And as we walk into this new world, let some of the old go, buy into the new and feed yourself the light. Look at the light, read things that are lightning and enlightening for you and feed that spiritual body.
All right. I can't say anything else after that. That has said, and yet it is, and so it will be. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Adora L. Walton. It has been illuminating. Illuminating. I want to thank you for being on our show. Please go to our website and check Reverend Adora's, her book. Her pictures will be there. I can't thank you enough for your influence on my life and my light and being here to share it with the listeners. Wow, this has been amazing. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa, Living Every Day in Peace. I've had an amazing time. Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central and 1 Pacific so that you can live every day in peace. Please come next time that we have an episode and Dr. Iris Davis will be back. And she will be back and we'll be talking about how to live in your light by not living in trauma. And remember, treat yourself like your best friend. Join us next time. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa.
Thanks for listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. You spent the last hour engaging in challenging and transformational conversations, all for the purpose of living a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Join me next time to continue growing in love and light through healing practices and acts of love. To learn more or work with me, Dr. Lisa, visit educationthroughengagement.com. That's educationthroughengagement.com. Remember, the world changes when we change by coming home to love. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.